visitor tonight. I'm sure you would have known about.
Many visitors that have come to us here. This one is the most relaxed.
That's interesting.
We give our love to him. I would like to ask the gentleman what he seeks from this meeting.
James?
One question I have. How can I differentiate between imagination and pure meditation?
Yes. Always, my dear friend, this is the difficulty encountered by all who inhabit the human form. What I would say to you is this. Still, quiet voice that comes from within you. Will repeat itself in such a way as not to be ignored. Imagination, as you term it, is just another form of the thought energy. But what I think you mean is, how do you know that when in deep meditation, as you call it, can you be assured that you are linked to your own soul? Is this what you mean?
Yes.
Yes. This knowledge comes with practice and with time. There will come the point when you know that it is not your own imagination, as you call it, but in fact, you have reached that point of awareness when you seek the comfort and the knowledge of your own being. I would say to you this. Practice. Give love. Ask for help, and it will be given to you. That your understanding becomes greater. And in this way, you will achieve that satisfaction of knowing that when you go within, you are indeed in touch with your own soul. It is as simple as that, my dear friend. Does that satisfy you?
Yes, thank
you. You doubt what you feel? Yes. I know. But you must push doubts to one side, because when you allow the energy of doubt and fear to raise its head, then you are blocking that union which you seek. Do you understand? I cannot offer you more than to say it is only time which will help you. Time and practice and meditation will come easily to you. You have eyes to see. Have spiritual eyes to see. Have you not seen, my dear friends, and doubted what you have seen? Have seen with physical eyes things that you have doubted. Yes. Yes. You must free yourself from all doubt, and then more can be achieved if you so desire. As my dear friends within this room know only too well, all can be achieved. Each one of you is a source of energy and power. You are indeed energy to the highest degree. But it is the human form and the human thinking that brings fears and doubts into your minds. As much as we talk about fear and doubt, humankind seems destined to always find fear in many aspects of his living. But my dear friends, I say to you, what is there to fear when you have the knowledge which you have been given. Who are power points of energy who can achieve whatever you so desire. You are from the source of all things. Therefore, all things are available to you. But each one of you has the responsibility to work for those things. If you allow fear and doubt to creep into your thinking energy, then that is what you will attract. Because as you know, like always attracts like. Therefore, if you have deep fears and doubts, then that is what you will attract to you. Again, I will say, for the benefit of our young gentleman, that thought is the most powerful thing that you possess. Thought is creative energy which in your hands, my dear friend, is governed by your own free will. But as my dear friends within this room know, I have told them on many occasions that if thought is a creative energy, then the use of that thought has to be for good. And in that way, only good will come to you. Do you understand what I say, my dear friend? I know this is new to you, and I am trying to keep my words simple for you in order that you can understand.
Some of your words through transcripts.
Yes. But although the eye can read, it is not as powerful as the spoken word. And that is why he has come to us.
This always amazes me.
Yes. Have you any other questions, my dear friend?
I have a question about knowledge.
Yes.
The acquisition of knowledge, the use of knowledge. It's quite complicated. I'm not too sure of my own question. But how much time we dedicate our lives to various types of knowledge? Which are the most important ones to concentrate on while we're here? Is it relationship knowledge, social knowledge, intellectual knowledge?
All that you are trying to achieve in this lifetime is what you have brought with you this time. It is part of the sum total of your whole being, shall we say. When you come to this lifetime. You choose your parents, you choose the conditions of your life, and also you are given free will. This you know. In having free will, you have the choice in life to work the tapestry of that life. Therefore, my answer to your question is that whatever you choose as the most important areas of your life, so be it. That is the important part of living at that particular time. That is why you were given free will, in order that you choose the way of living, in order that you choose and prioritize what is important to you for your own soul's growth. Because each individual has that inner knowledge, that which is best for him, that which is helping him in this lifetime. None of you can know exactly what this lifetime would mean to the soul. But I can say to you, the soul does know what is best for you in any lifetime. So it is not up to anyone to tell you which is the most important area of any lifetime. You should instinctively know. And if you are puzzled, if you are unsure, then that is a question for you to ask in your own meditation, because the answers lie within. It would be too simple for me, and of course I know how your life pattern is going. But it would be unwise for me to guide you in such a manner that you would not learn the lessons of this lifetime. Do you understand?
Yes.
You are here for a purpose. You are here to live your life to the best of the abilities that you have. You are here to be in touch with your own soul. And that is the purpose of meditation, that inner quiet voice can guide you in whatever way you are traveling. Is that helpful to you?
Yes, thank you.
I think, my dear friends, that this time I will not add any new subjects. I think our friend has quite sufficient to think about this time. So I will say to you, I will leave you quietly and allow others to speak. Before you leave the room, each one of you should feel a little more uplifted.
Mm-hmm. May I have the soul's strength with you?
sure I've come to the right people, but let me just try, shall I?
Yes, yeah, good idea.
Yeah?
I expect you have.
Here, one of those gentlemen there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was there a dispute when they were born about the name? Somebody's talking about a dispute of the name.
Yes. We've got three gentlemen over there. Could, do you know the name?
I don't want to be rude, but it's not the old one.
Sorry.
It's one of the two. One of the two young ones,
yes,
as well.
Yeah.
Was there a dispute? Somebody's talking about a dispute of the name.
I don't remember any dispute with my name.
No.
I can say your dad should remember, shouldn't
he?
Yeah.
Yes. I don't remember any with my name.
Oh. Oh, don't say I've come to the wrong place, love.
You probably didn't remember.
Oh, yes, I'm sure it's one of these.
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody wanted one name and one wanted the other.
Oh, was it to do with my middle name?
I don't know. Somebody's just saying a dispute about name.
Can you remember, George?
Dispute about names?
Yeah.
First names. First name, middle name. Can you remember?
There was something about my middle names, wasn't there? That,
And it was a dispute, love, was there?
Sort of, well, I think it, did it please sort of two different sides of the family, I think.
Yeah, I think I'm getting something like a grandmother wanted something and you didn't want it. It's something like that,
that's
love.
Right, because,
I don't think you're mentally happy.
They wanted to keep George in the family.
Ah.
As a family name. So they, but they didn't want to call me George, so I got a middle name.
Yeah.
Of George.
Well, that's a dispute, love,
yeah,
isn't it?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Well, I must be with you then.
Mm-hmm.
See, you nearly let me go, didn't you, love?
Yeah, I'd have forgotten about that.
Yeah. Well, you would, love, wouldn't you? You're only a baby.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm. Right. Have you been thinking about going in another direction?
Oh, I'm always thinking of that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but just recently, love.
Somebody's
saying you're thinking about another direction.
I'm thinking about another travel. More travel.
Well, that's another direction. Mm. Oh, he's such a,
yeah,
such a confusing one, this one, isn't he? Oh, don't you think my job's hard enough, love?
All right, yeah, I'll be less pernicious.
Yes. But somebody's saying that direction you're thinking of is the right one to go.
Oh, great.
There
yeah,
you go.
Well, that's good.
So whatever one you're thinking, and they're not telling me.
Mm-hmm.
They're just saying whatever one he's thinking, it's right.
Oh, excellent, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I was thinking of that just today.
Yeah. Have you had an ache in your toe, love? Somebody's talking about an ache in your toe.
No, I can't.
Oh, well, look out for it, because I think you're going to. All right?
Yeah. Okay.
They don't say it unless it's going to.
Mm-hmm. I'll watch out for that.
Yeah, don't blame me though, love. I'm only passing it on. Yeah. He's lovely, isn't he?
Yes.
He's confusing, but he's lovely. Yeah. What else, then? Come on, then. Don't hang about. I think it's your grandmother I got here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Oh, she's got a special place for you, love. She thinks you're the bee's knees.
Oh. Well, that's nice to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, nice lady. Mm.
Well, you have to say that, don't you, because she's here.
No, like, we're lucky with.
Yes. Oh, she's got a special spot for you. She says she wants you to know that. Yes. There's not been much connection with her, has there?
No.
No. No, she's making herself known now. But she's anxious you go in the direction you want to. She says you listen. You listen to yourself. Yeah. Don't you be taken in by anyone else. You listen to what's in your own heart, she said, and you won't go wrong.
Yes, yeah. I feel there's some changes.
Yes. Right.
Mm. I wonder which grandmother that is.
Won't we have her? Let me ask her, shall I?
Yes, please.
There's Elizabeth and there's Colleen.
She's saying maternal. Maternal.
Maternal, yes.
Yes. Yeah. Is that the one?
Yes.
Yes, well that's who it is. Oh, she keeps a close eye on you, love.
Yes. Yeah,
oh, she loves you to bits.
Yeah, she's a lovely, well they both were lovely.
Yeah.
Parents. Yeah.
Well, she says she wishes she could give you a big squeeze and a hug.
Oh. Well, give her our best.
Oh, I think she knows that. She's quite close to me. In fact, she'd need a breathe down your neck. All right, love. Well, I've told you what she wanted, and she's happy now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lovely to have that connection again.
Yes. And don't be so confusing, will you?
No, no.
Yeah. All right, then, okay. Love. It's lovely to speak to you.
Right, and you. Thanks.
God bless you all.
Thank you for coming. I thought it was such a lovely message.